Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid.
Like the magician who pulls a rabbit out of a hat with a few words of magic, you can pull a good meal out of the bread box with just six well-chosen words.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Words of pure magic when it comes to serving a good breakfast, a nourishing lunch, or a filling, satisfying dinner. Good butternut bread. It's just like saying abracadabra over a hungry family. Butternut is fresh, it's rich, it's soft and white and tender. And butternut bread is nourishing bread, too. It's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals, the quick food energy we all need. And most important, butternut's nourishing goodness lasts right down to the last tender slice. You'll never have to waste a single slice. So next time you buy bread, buy the loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Giant of Laredo. Before the railroad came through from Corpus Christi in 1880, Laredo, Texas was more or less isolated and a law unto itself. From its site along the lower Rio Grande and across that river from the Mexican city of Nuevo Laredo, it took life as it came with a fine disregard for occasional lawlessness. Which, of course, suited Big Mac Hollis to perfection. For Mac, 6 feet seven and weighing 275 pounds, was the rustler king of the Rio Grande. Over and above that, he was a brawling, bruising fighter, afraid of no man. As our story opens, a horseman is just reining his mount to a stop in front of the Grand Café on Santa Rita Avenue.
Oh. I hope Mac's in here.
Well, if it ain't old Swope Hanley. Sit in with us, Swope.
I can't stop long, Mike. I just rode in from the ranch.
Yeah, I suppose your boss, Jim Dunnan, wanted you to bring me his kindest regards, huh?
Well, no, not exactly.
Yeah, I bet he didn't.
Kind of like to talk to you for yourself, Mac.
You would, huh? Yeah. Well, I got no secrets from these boys here. However, all right. Boys, go on away from here. Well, what is it, Swope?
I heard from the boss that the Cisco Kid's riding in from San Ignacio.
What for?
Maybe to stump the cattle rustling. Don't forget, Mac, in the last month, we've run off a couple of hundred head of Donald's best beef.
And we're running off 50 more head tonight. The buyer across the river says he's got to have 50 head by morning.
It may be dangerous tonight, Mac.
I'm the one to decide that. You can just keep on being foreman from Jim Donlan and understand that?
Sure, Mac.
And whenever Donlan sends men out to the herd, all you got to do is put a lighted lantern in the bunkhouse window. To give us warning.
Sure, that part of it's all right, but maybe you don't know what a fighting hombre that Cisco is, Mac.
What are you trying to do, Swope? Insult me?
No.
Watch. This tabletop's made of marble, an inch thick. Keep your eyes on it.
By thunder.
Yeah, that's what I can do with my fist. Break a slab of marble in two. If you want a sample of my strength, I'll just hoist you over my head with one hand.
Mac, easy now. Cut it out, Mac. Mac, take it easy.
And if I meet up with that Cisco Kid here in Laredo, I'll break him in two. Now get on back to your ranch, Swope. Be ready for tonight.
Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
It's a good thing Senor Donlan get word to us when they do, no?
In another half hour, we would have left San Ignacio.
Yeah, be on our way to Corpus Christi. But now, first we eat, huh?
Si, chico. It's now about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Pancho hungry.
So we will stop and have an early supper at El Loreto Cafe.
Then we go out to Senor Donald's Rancho?
Yeah. Look, Pancho. I want to show you something. Hold up.
What?
You see that limestone ledge in the water?
Just under the river?
Si. Uh-huh. That is called Indian Crossing.
Oh.
And that street is Brunei Street.
Why'd you show Pancho that, Cisco?
Because cattle rustlers could ford cattle across the Rio Grande right there. Because Senor Donlan may have sent for us to help him put a stop to the cattle rustling. Up, Darro.
Go. Why Pancho not think of that loco, huh?
Well, look who's riding this way.
Who?
The sheriff and some of his men.
He hold up his hand for us to stop.
Well, then we will stop. Put up. Buenas tardes, Senor Sheriff.
Buenas tardes, Senor Sheriff.
Howdy. You're the Cisco kid, ain't you?
Si.
I thought so. Word kind of got around town that you was riding in.
Yeah, the word was correct.
What's your business here, Cisco?
At the moment, to get something to eat, and after that...
You ride to Senor Donlan's Rancho.
Oh, out to Jim's, huh?
Si.
All right, then. But I hear that you're a troublemaker, Cisco.
Oh, that's not so, Senor Sheriff. Cisco never make the troubles. Just get into it.
Rancho, quieto.
Well, don't start any trouble in Laredo, that's all. Get up!
That sheriff, he think we the bad hombre, Cisco.
Many sheriffs do, amigo. Up, Darrell, come on.
Hello. How far to that cafe, Cisco?
Well, it's just up ahead of us, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
You see the place with the hitch rail in front of it?
Yeah.
That is the place. They used to have good food there.
We find out that they still do.
Oh, Darrell.
Hello. Look at the horses at the hitch rail, Cisco. Many señores in the cafe.
See.
Pancho have just a bite. 2 steaks, 3 bowls of lamb stew, 6 fried eggs, a couple of goosies.
Yeah, we can sit down at this table, amigo.
Cisco, look at the big hombre over by the counter.
Oh, see, a giant of a man.
He's bigger than a giant, Cisco. He's big as 2 giants.
He does not look friendly either. And now he is walking over here.
I'm told you're the Cisco kid.
I am, senor.
You know something, Cisco? I don't like your looks.
Is that so?
And when I don't like anybody's looks, I don't want them around. Savvy?
Mi compañero and I are going to stay right here.
You not do nothing about it, big hombre.
I reckon I will do something about it, and right now...
Out of the way, Pancho! Santos is like hitting a house in this hombre!
As soon as I get my hands on you, Cisco...
Look out, Cisco! Not let him grab you!
And now I've got you! And I'll break your back.
Not if I can help it!
He bends you over, Cisco!
The man is strong as a bull!
Bring that back, light, boy.
Oh, get out of here, Sheriff. Get out of here.
Get out of here, nothing, Mac Hollis. I said quit that fight, and I mean it. Right now.
Very well, Senor Sheriff.
Oh, blazes. In another minute, I'd have broke his back.
Now, Cisco, you and your partner, get out of town.
Cisco not start this fight, Senor Sheriff. That big hombre started.
Shut up, you.
Pancho, not shut up, you.
I said get out of town in a minute. I'll get going.
Yeah, there's no use to argue with the sheriff, Pancho. Come on.
And the next time we meet, Cisco, I'll finish that fight.
If we meet again, hombre, you will have every chance.
Cisco, you not get the wish of that fight, no?
I would have, amigo. What did that sheriff call that hombre?
Mac Hollis.
Si. That Mac Hollis is the strongest man I ever saw in my whole life, amigo. Never again will I let him get his hands on me that way. Next time, I will fight him outdoors, where there is plenty of room.
I know it's kind of dark to be showing you and Pancho around, Cisco.
Well, we are glad to see the improvements you have made, Senor Donlan.
Pancho glad there's something else, Senor Donlan.
Yeah, what's that, Pancho?
Pancho glad you improved Pancho's stomach with that big meal.
As long as Pancho's stomach is full, Senor Donlan, the world is rosy.
Yeah, the world is rosy.
But to get back to your problem, you say you and your men cannot catch the cattle rustlers?
Cisco catch them for you.
Pancho.
You do.
Can't even get a look at them, Cisco. I keep my herds out there a little bit to the east and south of town. Every now and then we ride out there at night, but the rustlers are never there.
Eventually you'll catch them, senor. This is the bunkhouse?
Yeah. Won't you meet my foreman, Swope Henley? Hey, Swope!
I see he keeps a lighted lantern in the window.
Well, now, I never noticed that.
Somebody take the lantern out of the window.
That's you, Jim?
Yeah. Shake hands with the Cisco kid, Swope.
Well, howdy, Cisco.
Buenas noches, senor.
And this is Cisco's partner, Pancho.
Howdy.
Buenas noches.
Cisco and Pancho will be around here for some days, Swope. On the lookout for them rustlers. So give them all the help you can.
They sure will, Jim.
It is none of my business, perhaps, but why do you keep a lighted lantern in the bunkhouse window?
Yeah, what's the idea, Swope?
Well, it's a kind of a beacon light for some of the boys who are late riding in from the range.
Oh, I see. It's a good idea, senor.
Yeah, I'll be right with you, Cisco. Just want to check over tomorrow's work with Swope.
Take your time, senor. Pancho and I will walk over by the corral.
You believe that about the beacon light, Cisco?
I might have, Pancho, if he had not taken the lantern out of the window so quickly.
It's a signal, no?
I believe it is, Chico. So we will ride out tonight to the senor's herds.
I reckon it'll be all right to move that 50 head of these cattle across the river. No lantern in the window. Hey, wait a minute. Here comes a rider. What are you doing out here, Swope?
You and the boys better get out of here, Mac. The Cisco kid and his partner may not be far behind me.
But you didn't show no lantern.
I had to take it out of the window for fear Cisco'd get suspicious.
Well, I sure ain't running from that, hombre. Sanchez, you're the best roper around here. Get over behind that hillock.
Right.
Jenkins, you go with him.
Yeah.
If Cisco rides through that trail, rope him and drag him from his horse and hit him hard. Same for the fat one. Get moving.
Do you think that foreman ride his way, Cisco?
I have an idea he did, Pancho.
He's stopping Pancho like the match to look at the trail.
No, amigo.
No?
We are near the herd now. If the cattle rustlers are close by, they might see the flare of the match.
And then they start to shoot.
Let's wait here for a moment. Hold up.
Oh, loco, wait here. Pancho, just see the cattle, Cisco.
See. Ride on slowly. Oh, Diablo.
No, loco. You think you don't suspect anybody, Cisco?
See. He suspects that big hombre, Mac Hollis.
Big hombre know it?
Senor Donovan says he does. He says Hollis has threatened to kill him.
You better get that big hombre in the jail.
Somebody or something besides those cattle is up ahead of us there, Pancho.
That's what Lobo say too.
You better stop here and go forward on foot, amigo.
See, between these hillocks is a good place.
Look out, Pancho, the rope!
Hey, get you, Cisco!
Hey, that's the stuff! Grab them off them horses!
Come here! Just ride into a trap like this!
Cisco! The nice one's your horse! Now, Pancho! No!
Now to finish these two off, then we'll get to work.
Thus far, the giant Mac Hollis has bested Cisco twice. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Give yourself and your family a break every day. Start every morning with a good big breakfast. Because a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast means...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Start every day the healthful way with several good big slices of crisp golden brown butternut toast, dripping with rich yellow creamery butter. Sound good? It is good. And good for you, too. Experts tell us that everybody needs a good breakfast every day with plenty of the nourishing foods like butternut bread, made from healthy, nutritious wheat and enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. Quick food energy for folks who use up that energy quick at home, at school, or at work. So remember, a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast means...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Now back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Giant of Laredo. In Laredo, Texas, where he and Pancho came in answer to an appeal from cattleman Jim Donlin, Cisco was nearly whipped by Mac Hollis, cattle rustler and one of the strongest men Cisco had ever met. Later that same night, when Cisco and Pancho rode out on the range on the chance of catching the rustlers, two of Mac's men dragged them from their horses and knocked them both out. Now...
Wait a minute, Mac. We don't need murder here.
Are you giving me orders, Swoop?
Oh, no, but I...
Because if you are, I'm just going to start taking you apart.
All I'm asking you to do is listen.
Well, that's different. I'm listening.
The sheriff ain't far away from here.
How do you know?
Because he's suspicious of Cisco, and he blames that fight in the cafe on Cisco.
How do you know, Swoop? You wasn't there.
Well, a couple of the boys dropped in later on at the ranch and told me. One of them said the sheriff told him he was going to trail Cisco all the time he was around here.
Yeah, it wouldn't be so good if he was to find Cisco murdered.
That's just what I'm thinking.
Besides that, I'm hoping sometimes to finish that fight with Cisco. All right, then. Leave him there, boys. Both of them out cold.
Must have hit their heads hard when they landed.
Yeah. Start cutting out 50 head of cattle, you hombres.
I reckon I'll be getting back to the ranch.
No. You're coming along with us tonight, Swoop.
But see here,
I said you was coming along. All right, now. Get to work.
Pancho.
Who called Pancho?
Oh, I do, amigo. Oh. Santos, by the field, someone has been kicking my head.
Same hombre kicked Pancho's head, too. Where do we are, Cisco?
Oh, we are close to cattle. And much is certain. And... Oh, see. Now I remember. We were roped and dragged from our horses, Pancho.
Pancho, remember hearing the voices?
I heard the voice of that big bandido.
Mac Hollis.
Hey. Yep. Not help matters to lie here.
Well, Pancho, try to get up.
Here, I'll help you, amigo. Come on.
Not hear the bandidos now.
They've gone.
How long we lay there, Cisco?
I cannot say for sure, Chico. Probably not more than 15 or 20 minutes.
Where the bandidos go?
I cannot answer that question either and be certain. But since that big hombre was here...
And since Senor Donald suspected him of roasting the cattle...
Chances are those hombres have taken some cattle and are driving them to the river.
To cross into Mexico.
Exactly, Pancho. So we will follow them to the river, if our horses are still here.
Diablo!
Logo!
Is it Diablo?
They still here.
Si. Go, Logo, go now, go!
Do you think we better take these cattle across at the Indian Crossing Ford, Mac?
Why not?
Well, it's pretty close into town.
What if it is? Ain't anybody going to get in Mac Hollis's way? Not if they know what's good for him.
Well, whatever you say, Mac.
You bet your life it's whatever I say. I got this town plumb right in the palm of my hand, Swope.
All but Jim Donlin, maybe.
Has he been talking against me lately?
No, Jim ain't been saying much.
What has he been saying?
Just one of these days, you're going to be nabbed for cattle rustling.
By who? Him?
No. He's got a pretty good friend who's a captain in the Texas Rangers.
Oh.
If the Cisco kid don't get you, Jim will be sending for a detail to Rangers.
One of these days, I'm going to settle Jim Donlin's hash once and for all. Well, why not tonight? Is he at the ranch?
Yeah, he's there, only...
All right, take charge, Swope. My team will meet you across the river and have the cash for these here cattle. Come to my place afterwards and wait for me there. Get up.
Mac, wait! Oh, blazes, Mac's in one of them black moods of his. He'll kill Jim. Sure as thunder, he'll kill him.
Pancho, hear the cattle, Cisco. We come the right way, no?
Say, Pancho, we did. And this time, we are not going to fool around with that big hombre.
We ride fast up to them?
No.
No?
That might stampede Senor Donlan's cattle. Just keep your guns loose in the holster, Pancho.
Loose in the holster?
It's quite dark, so we can come upon them without their getting suspicious.
You're almost with them now, Cisco?
Hey. Uh-huh. Now, no more talking for the time being.
No more talking, Pancho. Cattle is down to the river now, Cisco.
Shh, get off.
Couple of you hombres, get them lead cattle into water. Come on, get at it.
Over this way, Pancho. Follow me.
See, Cisco.
What's the matter? Get them in the water.
Stay where you are, hombre. Do not reach for a gun.
Cisco.
Tell your men to ride back away from those cattle. Quick!
I mean business with this gun.
All right, boys, hold it. Move back away from the river.
You'll make a mistake, hombre, when you not tie Cisco up.
Oh, maybe you'll think I'm crazy, but I'm kind of glad you got here, Cisco. On account of Jim Donlin.
What do you mean, on account of Jim Donlin?
Mac Hollis has gone out to Jim's ranch. He says he's going to get him tonight. And I reckon he will.
This be the trick, Cisco.
No, I swear it ain't. Maybe I've played Jim dirty helping rustle his cattle and all, but I'd sure hate to see him gunned down in cold blood.
Then why did you not stop that big bandito, Mac Hollis?
Huh? Ain't many people try to stop him.
You seem to be telling the truth, hombre, but...
So help me, I am, Cisco.
Well, there he is, boys. There's that blasted Cisco kid.
Oh, look, he's the sheriff, Cisco.
And you blame well I catch at something, Cisco. So you come here to rustle cattle, did you?
No, senor sheriff. I did not come here to rustle cattle.
Well, we'll see about that. You're coming to my office. Talk it over there.
We're in the fix now, Cisco.
We will get out of it, Chico. Do not worry. Senor sheriff.
Well?
These cattle belong to Senor Donlin.
Reckon I know that.
And these hombres are the rustlers. There is one rustler missing. Mi compañero and I are going after him.
Only place you two are going is right across to my office.
Well, that is not my idea. We'll see you later. Hunt your ha!
Go, look, go, go, go!
Hey, you cowboys! Come back! All right, boys, over the top.
Yeah, Padre, shoot down to see where they shoot at you, Cisco.
Say, just hope all that racket does not stampede the cattle.
Hey, not to help them now, Cisco.
Sure, we cannot. But I hope we can help Senor Donlin against that big bandito. Up your ha!
Go, 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 go!
Send for the Rangers, Willie. We'll fix that right now. Evening, Donlin.
What are you doing here?
Well, I rode out to pay a call on you. Nice of me, huh?
I should have kept that door locked. That's near enough, Mac. Keep your distance.
What do you think you're going to do with that pop gun?
I'll do plenty with it unless you turn around and get out of this house.
Now, that ain't any way to treat a guest, Donlin. I want to talk to you.
You blasted cattle rustler.
Hey, they tell me you're going to send for the Rangers.
Well, now that's my business.
Hey, maybe it's mine, too.
And you admit rustling my cattle.
I don't admit nothing. But if I was you, Donlin, I wouldn't send for no Rangers.
What's to stop me?
I'll stop you.
All right, get out of here, Mac.
What good will that do to kick me out? My men are all around this house.
Why, you coyote!
That's just what I wanted you to do, to look behind you. I'll take that gun. And now I got you, Donlin.
You buzzard Mac, I...
And I'm going to kill you. What the blaze?
There, go, hurry, quick!
Oh, Cisco, huh?
Get back away from me at once. You all right, Senor Donlin?
Yeah, I reckon so, Cisco. But you got here just in time. It choked the life out of me in another minute.
Hey, so you have to use a gun on me, Cisco, eh? You don't dare to finish that fight man to man, do you?
That is just what I'm going to do, bandito. Finish that fight.
But, Cisco, this is a small room.
You a lantern in this house, Senor Donlin?
Yeah, out in the kitchen, Cisco. I'll go get it.
You mean you're going to fight me bare fists?
Bare fists and bare teeth, too.
Si, hombre. But not in this room as you would like it to be.
Here's a lantern, Cisco.
Gracias. Pancho, take that bandito's guns.
Pancho, take them, Cisco.
Now, you go outdoors first, Senor Donlin, with the lantern. Leave the door open, please.
Whatever you say, Cisco.
You go next, Pancho. Just in case this hombre decides to run away.
Si, Cisco.
You yapping coyote.
Ah, you bandito. Out that door. I will follow you. Hold the lantern up, Senor Donlin. I want light on as much space as possible.
I'll hang it from the nail on this beam, Cisco.
Bueno. Now, take my guns, Pancho.
You take off the gun belt too, Cisco.
Si. Here, take it, Chico.
Si, si. Now you catch it, big giant.
You sidewinder, Cisco. I'll beat you to a pulp.
This time, hombre, you will fight my way. That means with fists and not wrestling.
That's the stuff, Cisco. Hit him again, Cisco.
Oh, stand still, you blasted will-o'-the-wisp.
One good punch in the stomach will slow you down. One on the jaw. Slow you some more.
Not too close, Cisco. Not too close. Get up, Cisco. Get up.
No, I got you, Cisco.
Not what I can roll out of your way once. You know. Get on my feet again.
Now, Cisco. He come at you.
See, Pancho. I was careless then. Better not be careless again. Instead of moving, get to somebody, move out again, then repeat the process like this and this.
Bueno, Cisco, he on study on the beat.
And finally, this. Get up, hombre. We'll fight some more.
No more, Cisco. I got enough.
Can't you think that the smartest thing you ever say, bandido?
I swear, Cisco, you got the hardest punch of any man I ever saw.
That's what this bandido think, too, no?
Get some rope and tie this, hombre, Pancho.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, on second thought, Pancho, never mind the rope. We will use the sheriff's handcuffs.
Get your hands up, Cisco. This time, by thunder, I've got you.
Be careful with that gun, Sheriff.
You're pointing at the wrong man, Sheriff. Mac Hollis is the one you want.
Mac Hollis? Well, say, what hit him?
Cisco hit him.
Put the handcuffs on him, Senor Sheriff.
Well, I'll be doggone.
You ought to give Cisco a vote of thanks, Sheriff.
Gracias, Senor Donlan, but we do not need that. What we do need to do is to get your cattle back to the herd. So if the sheriff does not object, we will be on our way again.
Cisco!
Si, Pancho.
Now that all the cattle rustlers in the jail...
Si.
And now we leave Laredo. Where we go?
Where would you like to go, amigo?
Pancho, like to go to Matagorda.
Oh, on Matagorda Bay, eh?
Sí, Matagorda Bay.
Why would you like to go there, Chico?
Aren't you like to see his cousin, the Lord Porfirio?
Is Porfirio now in Matagorda?
Sí, Porfirio now the deep sea diver in Matagorda. He wore a deep diving suit and a helmet.
I did not know that, Pancho.
Oh, sí, sí.
As a deep sea diver, has he had any narrow escapes?
Sí, as a deep sea diver, he almost died from politeness.
Almost died from politeness?
Sí.
You mean while he was down under the water?
Sí.
But how could he almost die from politeness while he was down under the water?
Because he tipped his hat to a mermaid.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Diablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
A big family, a big meal to prepare, and a small budget. That's what you might call the eternal triangle. And there's just one fine way to help you solve it. Just see to it that you serve more...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, serve more good butternut bread. More of it, more often. For example, make a leftover meal taste like something special with the simple addition of several slices of butternut bread. Serve it toasted and maybe sprinkled with cheese or garlic salt. Or serve it toasted under those creamed leftovers. Or in big delicious sandwiches with yesterday's beef roast, sliced just the right thickness. Dozens of ways that butternut can help you build a better budget meal. Yes, if you've a big family and a small budget, remember, serve more butternut bread. Pick up the only loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. You'll like it. Everybody does. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.